Richard Marshall says his current title, Director for Global Cybersecurity Management with the National Cybersecurity Division at the Department of Homeland Security, is actually one of the shortest in his career. He used a pair of funny, classic TV commercials from the old EDS, Electronic Data Systems, now part of HP, to set the tone for his ISC Squared Secure America's Conference keynote speech, and to make a point about the very real challenges of cybersecurity.
Some people like to climb mountains. I like to build planes in the air.
I grew up wanting to be on a wing.
This man right here is my great-grandfather. He's the first cat herder in our family.
Herding cats. Don't let anybody tell you it's easy.
We have a series of presidents who have all been very strong proponents of cybersecurity, some more public than others, primarily for national security reasons. But our current president, regardless of how you feel about him, is a very strong advocate of what we're going to talk about today. He pushes it very hard. And among those is Howard Schmidt, a close friend of mine, who is doing, in my mind, an absolutely fascinating job to help bring all of these pieces together. Howard is the guy that's in charge of building the airplane in the sky. Howard's the lead cat herder. He has a very tough job. And we need to support him, as I'm sure all of us are willing to do.
Marshall, who is a lawyer by training, told the ISC Squared audience that the explosive growth of the Internet makes cybersecurity an even more important priority than ever.
When we talk about the Internet, we are not just talking about desktops and laptops. We're talking about everything that is connected to the Internet. Telephones, VoIP, desktops, laptops, iPods, Blackberries, printers, faxes, copiers, because they dial in for maintenance checks. They're connected to the Internet, and they can be controlled by an adversary should they decide to do so. Even the elevators are connected to the Internet. So when we say Internet, we're talking everything that literally is connected to the Internet. And that presents a phenomenal security challenge. There are a half a million users in 2001. There's 1.5 billion users of the Internet now. By the year 2012, it's expected that the number of Internet hosts will exceed the number of people in the world. Now, that does not mean every person in the world has an Internet connection. That just means there's a lot of Internet connections.
Marshall says that for the foreseeable future, secure supply chain management of the hardware that runs and protects IT networks is vital.
But the FBI has been involved in a multi-year investigation into counterfeit Cisco routers. Now, why is that important? Because we rely on Cisco routers, not just in business transactions, not just in financial transactions, but in government IT transactions and also in secure transactions. Now, if those routers are counterfeit, you can guess a couple of things. One, there were some shortcuts in the manufacturing process, so they don't necessarily work as dependably as advertised. And secondly, maybe there was some code in there that would result in unintended consequences. Again, the foam home scenario. Or misroute traffic just to make things miserable.
And Marshall says there's one more important big picture item if the U.S. is to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to cybersecurity.
I'm suggesting that an educated workforce is just as important, and I'm going to upset some sports fans, just as important as professional baseball players, basketball players, and football players, and soccer players, and cheerleaders, and you know, everything else, because I don't want to offend anyone. We need to spend more time and focus, effort, and ingenuity on educating our workforce and educating our future force, like my two sons in the back room, like your children, like your grandchildren, because if we don't take care of the present in that regard, we're not going to have a future. It's going to be a complete waste. We've got to have an educated workforce.
That's DHS's Richard Marshall at the ISC Squared Secure Americas Conference in Crystal City. I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
These people back here, that's why I come to work. That's why I build airplanes in the sky.
We're not just building a plane here. We're building a dream.
I love this job.